All right, it's off. How's he doing?
You live inside somebody's body for a few years, you get used to it. I look at his face now, I can't tell what's going on. I'm not used to seeing his facial expressions. I'm used to feeling them.
Come on. We're not talking about psychoanalysis here. We're soldiers, not witch doctors. You just saw him beat the guts out of the leader of a gang.
He was thorough. He didn't just beat him, he beat him deep. Like Mazur Rackham at the...
Oh, spare me. So in the judgment of the committee, he passes, huh?
Mostly. Let's see what he does with his brother, now that the monitor's off.
His brother? Aren't you afraid of what his brother will do to him?
You were the one who told me that this wasn't a no-risk business.
I went back through some of the tapes. I can't help it. I like the kid. I think we're going to screw him up.
Of course we are. It's our job. We're the Wicked Witch. We promise gingerbread, but we eat the little bastards alive.
I'm sorry, Ender, Valentine whispered. She was looking at the band-aid on his neck. Ender touched the wall and the door closed behind him. I don't care. I'm glad it's gone. What's gone? Peter walked into the parlor, chewing on a mouthful of bread and peanut butter. Ender did not see Peter as the beautiful 10-year-old boy that grown-ups saw, with dark, thick, tousled hair and a face that could have belonged to Alexander the Great. Ender looked at Peter only to detect anger or boredom, the dangerous moods that almost always led to pain. Now, as Peter's eyes discovered the band-aid on his neck, the telltale flicker of anger appeared. Valentine saw it, too. "Now he's like us," she said, trying to soothe him before he had time to strike. But Peter would not be soothed. "Like us? He keeps the little sucker till he's 6 years old. When did you lose yours? You were 3. I lost mine before I was 5. He almost made it, little..."